Now it's over to our feature reader for this week, Jenny Pierce, and an article about a shipwreck and a future King of England.
Secrets of Norfolk Shipwreck Finally Revealed to Public. Remarkable artefacts recovered from a 17th century shipwreck, dubbed Norfolk's Mary Rose, have gone on display to the public for the first time. The blockbuster exhibition featuring objects from the Gloucester, a warship that sank off the county's coast in 1682, opens at Norwich Castle this weekend. The wreck of the ship, which had a future king on board when it foundered, was discovered by a small group of Norfolk divers, but their find was kept secret for several years. Visitors can now see objects which lay hidden beneath the waves for centuries, including beautifully designed wine bottles, a urine flask, spoons, the mouthpiece of a brass trumpet, part of a woman's shoe, combs, clay pipes, a leather pouch, and the ship's bell. The show, The Last Voyage of the Gloucester, Norfolk's Royal Shipwreck, 1682, runs until September. The Gloucester was carrying James Stuart, the future King of England and Scotland, when it went down after striking a Norfolk sandbank on May the 6th, 1682, on its way to Edinburgh. The royal passenger was saved, but as many as 250 people drowned. After lying on the seabed for 325 years, the ship was discovered in 2007 by Norfolk brothers Julian and Lincoln Barnwell and their friend James Little. The find, only announced last year, has been described as the most important British maritime discovery since the Mary Rose. Julian Barnwell said, "I have been feeling emotional about this all week. We had a sneak preview of the exhibition and I could not believe what I was seeing. I knew it would be good, but this is on another level. The attention to detail is fantastic." Lincoln Barnwell added, "This has been part of our lives for so long. It was 2003 when we started the search to find it, and it was in 2012 when we found the bell that we were able to identify it as the Gloucester. What I'm really enjoying is all the spin-offs coming out of it, all the stories which surround the artefacts and everything people can learn from that. University of East Anglia maritime history experts, Professor Claire Jowett and Dr. Benjamin Redding, helped research the finds with the exhibition co-curated by Ruth Battersby Took and Dr. Francesca Vanke of the Norfolk Museum Service. Professor Jowett said it had been an absolute privilege to contribute to telling the story of the ship. She said, "We truly believe this is Norfolk's Mary Rose and an important part of our island's story." The brothers hope a permanent museum showcasing the Gloucester artefacts can be created in Norfolk. The Gloucester 1682 Trust, chaired by General Lord Dunant, the former head of the British Army, will be fundraising to make that happen, with Great Yarmouth mooted as a possible site. Meanwhile, the Barnwell brothers are continuing to investigate the wreck site, working with archaeologists from the Maritime Archaeology Trust to make excavations. Up until now, only objects which had been exposed by tidal streams have been recovered. While raising the ship itself, which is split down the keel with the hull's remains submerged in sand, is unlikely due to its fragile condition. There are hopes some sections could be brought up. Given it would have been fitted out before its final fatal trip, there is the possibility that ornate, possibly gold-leafed woodwork could be recovered. Tickets to the exhibition are free with museum admission, but it is recommended to book in advance.